Rangers Rambles.
What's up, everyone? I know it's been a long time coming and we've been away for so long, but here we are and we're back on the air. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me once again is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hey, what's up, guys? Finally back.
That's what's up. Up next is none other than Mikhail.
Heyo.
I know this is the show. This is our show. This is it. And last of all, joining us today is Cross.
Hello, everybody.
Ooh, glad to have you back on board.
Good to be back.
Yeah, that's it. So, what went down? We all had the adventures of a lifetime.
That's right. Anthrocon and the Las Vegas trip literally overlapping each other. So some Raiders went east, some of us went west. But you know what? We all had a great freaking time.
Oh, yep. Yeah. You couldn't miss that. You know you couldn't freaking miss Anthrocon, otherwise you'd be with us.
I know. Like I said before, I totally would have. Like, if it was like a week before, or like a week after, I would have done both. But I go to Anthrocon every year, so basically, like after Anthrocon ends, like the next day, I'm already planning on going back. So, yeah, just so happened to work out that way.
I know you would have loved this, though. But hey, without any further ado, you know what? I'm gonna let you go out there and start your story. Have the floor.
All right. Well, guys.
You and Cross, were together,
Yeah.
We're in it together, right?
Yeah. Cross, it was actually his room, right?
Yeah.
So, we had.
So, who were your roommates just to begin with, though? Because.
Oh, yes. Good one. It was Cross, who was the room owner, myself, Amy Star, who's a local furry to me, and Hip Hop the Husky.
The Hip Hop the Husky, might I add.
Yes,
and
yes,
there are your
guy. He's a I'm a furry rapper. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he's freaking cool, man. He's a really cool dude. Yeah, we got along great.
Yeah, I like his recent song "Why Bish." That is hilarious. That song is hilarious.
Oh,
he was actually talking about that at Anthrocon.
Yeah, it was. And he said it was to like. Stick it to some SJWs who were fucking around.
I mean, I heard the story about it too. He was like, there was a TikTok
all because
video.
Because he made a TikTok saying it's like a bouncer stops him. It's like, whoa, you gotta be on one of these lists to be welcome in this fandom, punk. Mm-hmm. And then he looks at the list. And it's like,
yeah,
trans.
Video like almost a year ago, and he just retweeted it. And like, what, you didn't see it the first time? Like,
well, he did that for a specific reason too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, it was awesome. So, Cross, I'm just wondering, how were you able to get the room to begin with?
Me?
Yeah.
I booked it. What do you mean?
No, because like, I thought you had like credits from your company or something.
Yeah, I did because I travel all over the place and I stay at Marriott a lot. I had enough points to get the room, but the room that we that we were originally supposed to get wasn't the one that we got because they didn't have any available because they were all contracted under Anthrocon. But because of the status that I have with Marriott now, I was eligible for pretty much any upgrade that I wanted. So I originally asked them for a suite, but they didn't have any available. So they gave us the double queen, which is what we wanted.
Wow.
Oh, with your status. Ooh, how fancy. Yeah, so Anthrocon was great. Now, unlike a lot of people, I'm not really sure why a lot of furries like do this, but you know, not a lot of people go to panels anymore. I don't know. I do. Like I like checking stuff out.
So I mean, I've kind of noticed the same deal in Furdu. They basically skimped out on the panels and the scheduling. Now the trend is that furries just want to up and out there and have their own social time.
It depends on the panel. Like if it's like one of like those panels where you're just gonna sit around in a circle and talk. There's only so many of those that you can do. But if it's interactive and that's fun, then it those are the panels that I'll go to. Other than like the writing panels, those are really the only like panels that I'll go and sit in a room and listen to somebody like talk. But
it's funny you mentioned that. That was the first panel I went to. It was called Nonfictional Writing, and it was hosted by none other than Tantaru McNally, the kangaroo guy who writes for
Flip. Now that would be interesting to dinger.
I would have went.
It was
to that.
Interesting. Yeah. No, it was really interesting. I mean, I told him like months ago that I was gonna go to his panel because he told me about it. I was like, yeah, man, I'll be there. You know, I told some of my friends about it, but like they didn't go, unfortunately. But yeah, it was cool. You know, he had maybe 8 or 10 people there, and it was basically about recording things in the fandom, being like whether it be the history of the fandom or tutorials and like writing books or even like non-biased journalism. It's really interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really much of a writer, but I was thinking about it maybe. I mean, oh my goodness! And his co-host was a guy who writes for Dogpatch Press.
Oh, Frank.
So I was talking to Tandrew about this, and I was like, hey, so how do I write an article for Flera? Because like, I wrote up an article about my experience at Anthrocon for the Furry Raiders website, and I wanted to write something about that for Flera, too. And the Dogpatch guy was like, oh, you could just talk to Patch about it. And I was like, oh, he doesn't like me very much.
Yeah, you can't talk to Patch about it.
No, he blocked me on Twitter. No, he does not like me, trust me.
Well, didn't that guy get in trouble for something? Like, wasn't he like...
Yeah, there was a lot of trouble about, that was months ago.
Yeah,
yeah, that's old news, though.
I think it was like plagiarism or something. All right, so some other panels I went to was, one of them was called Gender Expression. Now, of course, I had to go to this because I just wanted to know what these people were thinking. And it was hosted by... Let's see. How do I say this in a nice way? A girl who called herself a they, because they were non-binary. Apparently, they neglect reality. So she or it or whatever the hell was like, yeah. Basically, the panel was about how you can experiment with making your characters, your OCs, and stuff like that. Gender expression in the fandom and all that crap, and how it relates to you as a person. And now, did I speak up? Well, of course I did. I said, one of the problems with this that I've had was my original persona was a female named Avera, and she was a dragon. Then I got a fursuit of the orange doggo, but I kept the same name. So now everyone's all confused. It's like, wait, are you a girl? Are you a I'm like, oh, God. Like, I should have just... No, it's the same name, but fucking hell. It's not a girl anymore. So, yeah, a lot of people got confused.
Like, you could probably be one of those GIRLs, the guy in real life who plays as a girl character.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I am, pretty femboyish, but that's neither here nor there. And it's funny, as soon as I entered that panel, I recognized someone. I'm not going to mention any names here, but someone who had blocked me on Twitter. Someone who I've actually partied with before at Pineapple's room. And it was a ma'am. One of those, and yeah, this person blocked me, and I even said hi and waved and smiled, and at first they smiled, looked at me, and then they were like, wait a minute, I recognize you. Then they gave me a dirty look and looked away. So I was like, yeah, that's right, I'm here too, bitch. All right, so after that, a couple of days later, I went to another panel called Motivation Hour. Now, this was... I didn't plan on going to this, honestly. Like, I saw it in the con book, and at the very last second, I'm like, I can use some motivation. Let's go see what this is. And it was pretty cool. Yeah, it was this guy who calls himself, like, Con Dad. I think he's, like, pretty well-known in the community, but I've never met him before. Yeah, he was, doing, like, this inspirational, pseudo-religious kind of, if you believe in yourself, you can achieve your dreams, and all of that, wonderful stuff. Yeah, it was cool.
Oh, by the way, yeah.
Oh, yeah? I was going to say, the only panel that I was upset about with was the one that happened on Thursday. It was technically before the con started. It was from 10 to 12 p.m., and it was dedicated to absent friends or people that we've lost in the fandom. And I thought they were going to do something for Dogpatch. Now, I was at that panel last year on Thursday, and basically we had a moderator who like went around and we told stories of, you know, friends and stuff who we've lost over the years. And it was kind of like a memorial type of thing. But this year, it was completely unorganized. I mean, there was like no one running this. There were a couple people that came in. They had like this poster for Dog Bomb, and some people signed it, but wow. It wasn't like it should have
talk
been.
About yeah talk about you know not sending him off on a good note.
Yeah Well, I mean, at least some people they were able to make a little poster,
dude. Even people in Furdu were wearing the Hawaiian lei around Conspace.
I got one of those. Yeah, that's right. I got one of those actually at that panel. Yeah, they brought a box and they gave it out to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. What else happened at the other con?
You know, I wanted to ask about VM, the first year grade.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I think I seen the video that you put in the Telegram, but yeah, I did see you at one point.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, you time stamped it. It was it like 12 minutes 20? In?
No, I'm like halfway. I think it's like 22 or 20. It depends on the video. But
right,
I'm,
but the thing is,
minutes.
Though, I also noticed as well that you did run to a couple of other friends that we might have on the show, like Astral and, well.
I did, yes. And if you'd like to screen share some pictures of that, yes, there's me, Astral, and Norby. Oh, this picture was taken right after the parade, and all three of us were dying. Oh my god, it was so hot. I can't even tell you. Like, and here's the thing too. Like, it was supposed to rain all weekend, and it pretty much did. But
flash flood warnings every 5 minutes.
Yeah, it did though, right? Like, but the humidity was like out of control. Like, you walk outside, and it's just like you're just hit with this wave of grossness. Thankfully, the rain gods were merciful, and the parade was from 2 to 4, and then the rainstorm started at what, like 4:30. Five thereabouts.
Yeah, roughly. It wasn't long after the parade.
Yeah, it was like literally a half hour afterwards.
Okay, I'm in the middle of it.
That's all right. You can dip out for a minute. But yeah, I guess kind of things worked out for you. So you went and did the parade for like an hour or so, and then.
The parade was fun. It wasn't that long. You know, we went outside a little bit. It was pretty hot. And then we had, like, the public meet and greet afterwards, which I didn't actually go to. I was, like, super dead and exhausted. You know, because, like, before the parade, we have to stand in this massive space for the group photo. But we're there for, like, an hour for lineup.
I know parade logistics are just going to get harder and harder. And you know what? Yeah. Dude, the Furdu one was like, we all just assembled in the lobby and walked into like some random chaotic order at the hotel into the beach.
Oh, no. Enthercon is a bit more organized. They have like lines of tape, like set every, like all over the entire, I guess it's almost like an airplane hangar. Like it's that big. And so we have to stand, line up on the tape, you know, make sure we can all see the camera. And they're like directing us where to go and all that stuff. So it's really like an ordeal. And lineup was at 1. The picture was at 2, and then the parade started right after that.
Yeah. I got a question from TF Jack in the chat. He's like, how hot was it out in Pittsburgh at the time?
It was like in the 90s every day, I think.
I believe so. I think it was like 90 to 95, pretty much every day.
Yeah, it was like all day.
Yeah. And even at night, too, like, it got to maybe, like, 80 at night, if you're lucky.
Yeah, up at 90, that stuff could kill, you know, that really couldn't really destroy you if you were in suit.
Oh, man, it was rough. Thankfully, we had air conditioning in our hotel room. I heard the Omni did not have air conditioning. Like, the air conditioning broke, and people there were dying.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah, my friend was rooming there.
So,
air conditioning's out.
Shit. Other than that, though, a couple of other little interesting people you met as well, like at Anthrocon, because I know you found the mascot of FA.
Yes, I do.
And you know what was so funny? If you, whatever it was, because when the site was down, you were like, Fender, what are you doing? Get back and work on the site.
Well, you know, he's just the mascot. You know, he just dances around and looks pretty. I really should have been yelling at Dragonair about that. Like, dude, get this shit together.
Dude, Dragonair would never be able to fit in the suit.
Yeah, Fender's cool. I've actually taken a picture with him at every Anthrocon I've been to. I didn't send you these pictures, but last year, well, technically, I got a picture with Cooper Tom, but, you know, same, well, kind of same thing, whatever.
But, dude, it's the Fender suit that everybody just goes gaga for.
Oh, my God, I love it. He's so adorable. I love it.
Any other good interesting things happen? Or like before that, though, what about some other little statistics as well, considering Anthrocon is high up in the numbers of attendance and fursuit numbers?
Yes, it is. That is a great question. Well, let me tell you. Okay, this is kind of weird. Like, when it comes to the amount of money they made for charity, I heard two figures. Anthrocon's website says that they made $45,852. And for the charity, by the way, was for a parrot rescue, like for tropical birds and stuff.
Right.
But I heard another number, which was $46,440. So I'm not sure which one is exactly correct. I think I'm going to have to go with what they say at Anthrocon's website. There were 9,358 attendees, which is an 11.31% increase from last year. And out of all those people, about 2,400 fursuiters.
That's a really good ratio, and it's closing in. Like, we used we used to have like 10 to 15% of all attendees, and now it's 25.
Yeah, well, I'm okay. I didn't calculate this, but let's see, 2,400 out of 9,300.
Yeah, it's close to quarter.
It's around 25%.
Yeah, about a quarter of the people. Yeah, so about one out of every four people were in fursuit, which is pretty remarkable if you think about it.
Oh yeah. Other than that, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. We also had 16 DJs at 6 different events. You know, we had concerts, the nightly dances. 16 different DJs were playing their stuff.
Nice.
Pretty awesome. Even at the Dead Dog Dance too. I think there was one of them mainly.
Yeah. So, what about any other good, interesting shenanigans you kind of happened your way?
Yeah, we got rear-ended on the way home.
Oh, please do talk about that, Cross.
Yeah. So, damn it.
This is crazy.
We were on Joel. You're not going to know what this is, and Mikhail's probably not going to know either. We were on the Cross Bronx Expressway in the Bronx between the George Washington Bridge and the Throgs Net, and pretty much. It was one of those things where everybody decided they wanted to slam on their brakes at the same time. So I slam on my brakes and I see the car in front of me and I'm thinking I'm going to slam into the back of this car. Like, this is it. Game over. Like, we're all screwed. My car miraculously comes to a stop. Somehow I have no clue. I look in my rearview mirror and I see the front end of a BMW SUV barreling at me. And before I could say anything, she nailed us, probably doing like 40 miles an hour. And so she pushed us forward like a good like 12 feet. So I get out of the car just long enough to get a picture of her license plate. And if you know anything about the Cross Bronx Expressway, there's no shoulders like anywhere between those two bridges.
That's scary.
Yeah, so we're in the center lane. And if you block a lane on the Cross Bronx, especially at the time of the day that we were out there, you're going to back up traffic pretty much all the way to the Jersey Turnpike. So I said to her, I was like, all right, like, we need to get off this road because we're blocking traffic. And she says to me, oh no, well, we have to like trade information, whatever. And she's like taking pictures. I'm like, get your pictures, like,
get off this road.
And she said something else to me. And I said, listen, I am getting in my car and I am moving off of this highway. You can either follow me or you can sit here. Either way, I'll see you later. So we went up. It was probably like a quarter mile. There was like a pull-off, like, whatever sidewalk kind of thing that it was. So I pulled up on there, and I called the police, and she was still sitting back there. And the front end of her car was, you know, beat up pretty good. And at one point, I looked in my mirror just, like, waiting for this woman to start going, and I saw her headlights flickering. So she was trying to start her car but couldn't get it to move. So she was stuck there. So she ended up getting towed, and then the police came. You know, they took our statements, whatever. I ended up going to an urgent care clinic just to get checked out because I was sore for like 4 days. My car is still at the shop getting fixed. I think it's supposed to be fixed next Friday, but it was like $8,500 worth of damage that she did to the back end of my car. She crushed the tailgate in the back, destroyed the bumper and the reinforcement, bent both the frame rails, and collapsed the floor. Part of the problem was because I have a trailer hitch on the back of my car, so she caught that and then pushed it back, and then it went down. So,
that's what I heard a lot. I mean, I feel for you now, but
yeah,
and I'm just quite thankfully it wasn't a Virus car.
No, yeah. not this time. No,
I swear you've had the worst luck, but that's probably here nor there. Anyway, one, two other couple of things. Do you actually want to show up that a certain somebody's ugly mug, so we can all sit there and laugh at it?
Oh, what? All right, yeah, go for it. Why not?
Of course, you got it covered. Yeah, I can't believe that actually happened though. Like, so and so with the ugly mug showed up at AnthroCon, and you know, set up a table.
Oh God, I mean. Now, if I knew she was going to be there...
Who are you talking about?
Dio! Oh, look at that! Oh, God!
I didn't even know she was there.
Me neither! But she posted this on Twitter, like, during the con.
I walked through that dealer's then, like, 19 times. I mean, then again, I don't know what she looks like, or, like, that she even had a first impression. I didn't know what to look for, but...
She hasn't aged well.
She aged, like, 10 years above her real age.
He looks like he's 45. What the hell?
Well, I mean, leading a life of misery will do that to you. But...
Yeah. Oh, being constantly offended and stressed over everything.
Oh, and look at how unprestigious her table is.
Oh, she's got a couple stickers. La-di-da.
And, like, basically, you know, whoever it is in the left-wing favorite.
Wait a minute. I think I know exactly which table that was. Was that the one where there was some kind of shirt that I saw? It said something against white supremacy.
Oh God!
Was that must have been her table?
Oh Jesus!
Because I can't really think of any other person who was there that would have.
Okay,
that.
Yeah. Here's my stuff, so you can all line my pockets and fight these evil Nazis.
Yeah, right. Fight the patriarchy. Fight the white supremacists.
Oh my God! And yeah, look at that. She basically has a Star Cucks on her table.
Oh God! Yeah, like I said, if I knew she was gonna be there, I would have walked past her table, and what I would have done was say, "Hey, are you the Dio Taz Devil?" And she would have been like, "Yes, I am." I'd be like, "Oh, wow, it's so cool to actually meet you in person. Kindest regards, Avera of the Furry Raiders."
Well, that, I mean, at that point, you're just being a dick. But...
I know! But I was just, I didn't say anything bad. I'd just been like, "Yep, by the way, unblock me on Twitter. Bye." Nah, I don't really
care. I'd like to sit down with her for an hour.
I wouldn't be opposed to the idea of speaking to her.
Just to pick her brain a little bit.
I tried that, and then she,
like, civilly, me. Like, I wouldn't be a dick about it.
Well, me neither, but I'm just
But, you know, you probably should have just said, you still have your block on Twitter.
Also unblock me on Twitter.
Nice. But,
I would have said that.
Like, that's going to bring us up to the, kind of, the last point from you two guys is... Overall, just kind of like, how did you have the experience of a lifetime, and would you recommend AnthroCon?
100%.
On both counts, yes and yes.
Yeah. That's
the only con that I actually plan to go to every year. Like, the other ones, they just kind of fall into place, but AnthroCon is on the list every single year.
And last of all, how quickly were you able to clear through the registration line?
Oh, well,
Yeah, I was through it for, like, when I got there, because I went down there, it was, like, Thursday, like, at, like, 2 or 3 o'clock, and the line for the super sponsors and the sponsors was kind of long, but that's because registration had just pretty much opened. So I waited, like, another 2 hours, and I went back, and there was no one there.
Yeah, well, you left, I didn't know this, but my roommates, Cross and Amia, they were like, yeah, well, I thought you guys were going to wait online. They ended up walking away and getting like food somewhere. I think you went. What would you go to, like Subway or something?
Yeah, we went. Yeah, I think we went to Subway to get food, and then we came back, and
I was still online for like 45 minutes. Damn. Yeah, it took a while. It was pretty long.
Yeah, but I still got, you know, I'm still in love with the picture that you just drew. And you also had some, oh my goodness, why didn't I not share this as well? Like just before we wrap up your little time slot. Holy shit. I mean, I'm still in love with that picture that your roommate drew for you, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the room sign? Yeah.
The reason that hip hop's not in it is because he came very last minute and it was kind of like impromptu.
Okay, yeah, but, fair enough.
Yeah, like he posted his tweet like on Wednesday, and I said, "Hey, fly your ass out here."
Yeah.
Shocker, right? But hey, here you guys go. Another treat for you with human hip hop.
Yeah.
I think he'd look better with a pink visor.
Oh yeah. Well. Okay. Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
He had this whole light set up for the room, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, he did.
He had like the laser lights and all that stuff. So like, Amy ended up hosting a like a wine party, and a whole bunch of people came, and it was those lights really did make it a lot more interesting. So it was a lot of fun.
All right, that's amazing. There, last thing, live comments before we switch out. Curtis says, "Dio out here looking like a cross between typical Tumblr white girl and Karen wanting to see the manager."
Karen wants to see the manager. Look out.
Oh, yeah. You know it. But now, though, this time it is exactly everything you've been waiting for, because now this is our turn.
Mm-hmm.
And
boy.
You know, and this is the funny part, is because the trip to Las Vegas and the United States from the eyes of two foreigners.
Yeah, a Canadian and
an Joel. Australian.
Yeah.
Where do we begin, huh? Where should we begin? So gather around, children, Raiders, and everybody else who listen. We have a story to tell. What do you think? It all started on Independence Day when you got out of McCarran Airport and out the terminal being asked only one question before you were admitted to the United States official.
Are you carrying any fruits or vegetables? That's all I was asked
at McCarran.
Just freaking my trip from Calgary to Las Vegas. Like, I was asked the question, are you carrying any fruits or vegetables on you? And that's all the freaking TSA said to me. And I said, no, sir. And they say, okay, you can go on through. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know why they asked that, right?
Yeah. So that they could protect their own, you know, ecosystem and so forth.
Yeah, because, like, customs, they take in, like, however many like fruits and stuff, and they'll find like bugs and all this other stuff in it, that if it got released into like the American ecosystem, it could do like catastrophic damage.
Oh yeah. But anyway, though, did you, when you first met up with the guys, how surreal did it feel?
Are you talking about how I got out of the freaking airport and all?
Yeah, and then you bumped
flames?
Into Cody. Yeah, and pretty much.
No, it was Flair I basically met up with at first. He was the one who picked me up, Flair.
Oh, yeah. And as for me, I actually ran into the man himself. The great Mr. Nightfire.
Mm-hmm. I got to the... As soon as I got to the hotel room, he was busy... He was actually busy getting our hotel set up, and... went up to the room, and yeah, there he was, the man himself.
The man, the myth, the legend, Fox.
Oh, yeah.
He is by far one of the most chill guys you'll ever meet.
I can say the same as well. And, you know what, though? And then when you're all there, everybody was knackered because... After a long, long voyage, everyone just like, "Oh, let's try to look at Caesar's Palace to see fireworks." But
There was a hotel in the way.
Oh, damn.
I think it was the...
Planet Hollywood? Or the Paris Hotel? But anyway...
Yeah, I think it might have been the Paris Hotel.
Ah, but anyway, though. You want to start with the great first goof. The first thing we ever posted on the Raiders' Twitter was us. Literally, was me basically being showered with dollars.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now this has lost its all, you know, family friendliness now, but that's gone out the windows.
Yeah, it was a warning. That's your warning. Family friendly content is gone at this point.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah. And all I did was they threw up a lot of lights around one hotel room, and I just literally threw myself in dance when the music was firing.
I forgot the
word. Oh, boy.
Yeah, let's just say that Foxer called a couple of nice young ladies.
Oh, you're damn right they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there they are. And
one gentleman out there who danced for the man's pleasure.
So, wait, who is everyone in this? Who's the Asian guy?
That is Wine.
That's what Wine looks like?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
And there's me on the floor doing the kneeling and me wearing the MAGA hat.
Yeah, America.
Oh yeah,
I did not expect Wine to look like that. Oh my goodness, yeah, this would be a very surreal experience.
Uh huh. Yeah.
You guys look like you're having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
But wait,
yeah, I don't look too bad though, young and spry.
Not at all. And this is what happened when we all were up when the ladies were in. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, needless to say that the ladies gave Jolt the time of his life.
Oh, come on now. If everybody was here, they'd literally just banter out, oh, hey, Jolt, how was it with the ladies? Oh, yeah, you know it was amazing. But needless to say, though, that was the only one part that will stay in Vegas because... We didn't have much, but now it's out here online, so.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are.
Well, actually, that photo, my picture is now out there, so. But at this point, I really don't care. I'm like, whatever.
Oh, and there is another iteration of you, because considering I added three more people to the list of those who have worn Jolty.
Oh
yeah, yeah. I wore Jolt's first head.
Oh, that's great! I love that.
I bet you could probably rock the whole damn suit.
Oh yeah,
and I look great with a MAGA hat on, even though it wasn't me.
It fits perfectly, though. It really does. I don't know how that would work on my suit, but yeah, I don't know. You rock it.
I mean, the ears are just the right size to just basically put a hat to have it be perfectly nestled in. It was that easy. Whoever designed your suit, Joel, really did an amazing job.
Mm.
Yeah, really.
That's worth great. Every little bargain penny, and it... It just fits so damn well.
So, Joel, yeah. I'm not sure if we talked about this before. Was this your first time in America, or
no? This is my second. This is my second.
Oh, okay, second. Okay. Yeah.
Same here. It was also my second time in America going to Vegas, because the first time we went, I was just 5 years old when I went to Maine.
Ah, does that really count though? If you can barely remember it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you were physically there.
Well, technically, yeah, I guess. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So how many days long was this trip? Was it 8 or 10?
10 days.
Oh, 10.
10 days for me. Well, what did you say, about 9 days for you, Joel?
Yeah, that'd be about right.
Yeah.
But all in all, though, it was just full of the best, the greatest adventure we've ever had. And yeah,
I wouldn't be able to make it to Vegas without you, Joel. I mean, you helped subsidize by paying for my flight and helping me pay for my passport and all that, and I thank you.
Only the best for our most valued members.
Mm. Oh.
Oh.
Well,
are we suddenly now the upper echelon, are we?
He is living up to our mission statement, where we basically provide resources to help other furries be more active in the community. So that just makes more, yeah, perfect.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Yeah, yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Then again, you guys, Foxer did actually tried with RMFC to rent out more rooms to and go ahead and try to get more raiders out there, but that plan sadly failed.
I mean, it worked to a certain degree. But you know, we just overuse the rooms. But that's a story for a different whatever it was.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, what's next on the island while we were still in Vegas, huh? Oh, right. I know you've been hyped because of the, you know, we went into the sky.
Oh yeah, the hot air balloon ride.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Before we do that, though. Can you answer the question? How do you board a hot air balloon?
Well,
it's like sideways.
I didn't know that at first. I thought it was like already pre-floating, and you kind of just step in like a basket. Yeah, that I didn't realize that's how it really works.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, once they have it inflated, you can embark and disembark it the way you just described. But if it's like the first ride of the day, that's how they do it.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I hope you had a guide in there, right?
Yeah, yeah. We just had one pilot.
Okay. Now, so how many people could fit in this?
Oh, we had 10.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah, 10?
10 and a pilot.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we had it all segregated. Fursuiters on one corner, non-suiters on the other. Bar one.
Except for wine. I think wine was in the other pod, though.
Yeah, to balance the weight.
Yeah, right? Delegate those non-suitor plebeians.
I only weighed an extra 10 pounds, like an extra like 12, 15 pounds heavier with the fursuit on.
Wow, that looks so fun. And how, aww, that's a great picture. How long were you in the balloon for?
We were about an hour or so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are close to the border of California when we got into the hot air balloon ride, and then once we landed, we actually landed in across the border of California. So we were in pretty much in total of 4 states.
Wait, how many miles was that? Like hundreds of miles. You must have traveled.
I think we've only flew about 20 or so. Like,
no,
hard
only
to say.
20 in 4 states.
No, I'm saying I'm talking about in general, like in total.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The
our
states
whole, our,
that we've
our
been
whole
to.
Expedition was like even further than that. Like our whole expedition took us 300 miles.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's awesome.
I know, but
have you ever? Have either of you guys ever been in the hot air balloon before?
No.
No.
But you know what, though? Before
that must have been so cool.
It was being up in the air and soaring, yeah.
And, yeah, when we crash landed, though.
Yeah, yeah.
We went the furthest out of all the people that the pilot has flown. We basically skidded on the ground for 360 feet.
Oh my god!
Yeah, no, show him, Joel. Right? Look at that! Like,
did it's... you expect the hot air balloon to be gentle and smooth? Nope.
You see,
you crash and tilt sideways, and
furries ruin everything.
Brace
even
for impact.
Hot air balloons.
But actually, that's how hot air balloons are supposed to like land. You kind of have to brace for impact.
Well, yeah,
and slow down.
Yeah, now tilt yourself sideways almost the same way you embarked on the balloon. And for a minute there, like after all this in retrospect, I thought I was going to be skidding. My ears were going to be skidding against the dry lake.
Oh my goodness.
But no, they're still in very good nick.
Yeah, and then after the flight, we had some, the pilot had a bottle of champagne. And it was not, it was actually pretty good champagne. It wasn't any like cheap stuff or anything like that. It was good.
Right on.
I think it was like a middle price area for champagne.
I mean, but to have champagne in nothing but the desert and a dry lake.
What other way is there to do it?
Yeah, crash landing a hot air balloon and then having champagne.
Yep.
Ain't no other way to balloon, my friends. And then after that, what did we do?
Oh, yeah. To get us back to the van, they had like a pickup truck, and Jolt, Foxler, Mizu, and I, and a couple other people, Rolu and Flair, we were all riding in the back.
Oh, yeah. Up and down, this is how you off-road, especially in the back, in the bed with a fursuit on.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Like, goddamn, though, I didn't even show you what's what's up. Just give me a second. In fact, yeah, the driver was so damn ballsy about it, too.
Oh, wait, I saw this on Twitter. I didn't know what this was. I thought this was actually part of the hot air balloon ride as you guys were taking off. I didn't realize that this is in the back of a car.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should have read the description before I saw the picture. Huh. Okay, never mind.
But yeah, there we go. There is us.
Yeah.
Cody's tall. Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
But damn, like I really, really felt it though. But then now it's time for chapter 2 of the story. Isn't it, Mikhail? Our expedition to Powell, Lake Powell, on the border of Arizona and Utah.
Ah, yes. We left sometime almost close to midday, headed out on the road to Lake Powell, and that's usually like on the Lake Powell is basically on the border between Utah and Arizona.
Yeah, it takes a 5-hour drive from Las Vegas to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, though, what we all did was basically, courtesy of Foxler, we managed to rent a houseboat for 4 days to live on Lake Powell.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he also brought with him a speedboat and a couple of jet skis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, there was a speedboat too? I thought that was still being built. Flair finished it?
No. I'm sure he did. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's cool. I thought you guys just had jet skis over there.
Oh, we had the whole... We had the lot. We had the works. I'll tell you at some like in a few minutes why they were useful though. But for now, here is a picture of you on the top deck.
Aww, that's cool.
Oh yeah. I mean, the houseboat itself, it was just living in there was just on a whole nother level. Wouldn't you say so? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, living on the houseboat, it's quite interesting.
So you were literally on that boat for 4 days straight.
Yeah.
That's so wild. Oh, I love it!
Look at it, though. This is the Lake Powell. Surrounded by 96 cliffs. Canyons. And so forth. Ain't she a sight to behold?
And Foxler's at the wheel.
Wait, so you guys didn't hire like a professional sailor? Like it was legit.
Dude, we have two ex Navy men with us, like Wine and Flair.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. Wow.
Yeah, and without their help, though, we would never be able to make this work. So my hat goes off to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you never believe how much work was needed to make this thing work. How much work we had to put in to get this to be 100%. I mean, all of us, Misa and I, Scorch and all that, we had to learn to set anchor.
Oh.
Yeah, we had to learn to set anchor on a houseboat. We had to learn how to make this all work. We had to, you know, live frugally. We had to make sure the water would last for 4 days.
Yeah, all the food, supplies, everything. Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. But, you know what, the highlight of the trip was before we got to that, though, there was one certain picture that I had to live up to.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know what you're going to show me.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My mother actually called me a crazy person for doing this, though.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you actually maintained control.
I never crashed. Miraculously, I never crashed with my head on.
And Joel was actually going at a pretty fast speed. He was going about, what, 35?
Yeah, I never checked.
Close to 40?
I never checked, but I... Yeah.
So for those of us, you guys listening right now, and you're not able to actually see the video, this is an image of Jolt in his fursuit head riding a jet ski. Yeah. It's pretty badass.
And it's funny because that's I bought one of those with my brother, the Sea-Doo Sparks. And they're quick, and if you're not careful and you turn too hard, you're gonna go flying. I took this one guy out that was local, one of the local furs when I was in New York, and it was the first time he had ever been on a jet ski. And I'm sitting there, and like the water was as smooth as glass. So I said, screw it. Like, I'm going to see how fast this thing can go. Like, I don't care who's on this thing with me. And this thing gets up to like 50 miles an hour, and then like it like topped out. And he's in the back, he's screaming, he's having an awesome time. And I'm sitting there, like, I hope to God we don't catch like a small wave, because if we go flying off this thing, we're going to die. So, Those little Sea-Doo Sparks are today.
Yeah,
yeah. I've had, I've also had fun with the jet ski as well. Foxer here was driving like the sports one, it was the red one that's able to go a little faster. I was going max speed. Like I gave it everything I could, and I was able to handle it, and the water was a little bit rough, and I was doing pretty good for someone who's very scrawny.
Oh, dude, damn. You rocked it so hard on the jet ski.
And Buxler was in his full suit, too, when he was doing that.
Well,
not on the day, but afterwards, he managed to get on the jet ski as well. And he was doing it in his full suit, no less.
Yeah,
he's
right,
just lucky he didn't fall off that damn thing, because if you fall in the water in a full suit, you're going down.
Oh, right.
He had a couple. Yeah. He had a life vest or two on.
That's not gonna. That tiny life vest he had. That would. That would just be extra weight. That would not have saved him.
Damn. Well, it's a good thing none of you guys crashed. It looks like it was a blast. Actually, I saw the video of it, and it kind of looks like the water. It was kind of wavy, a little like active.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like going over waves and stuff.
Yeah, we were, and on top of this, though, we were out on an expedition, and at the same token, like, there were wakes because there were boats pulling on the side, there was the speedboat, there was the second jet ski. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so it got a little choppy. Oh, that must have been so much fun.
Yeah, but before that, before we move on to the finishing part of the expedition, though, there's something obligatory. And, yes, this didn't happen on the same day, but it happened nonetheless.
Oh,
here's old man Scorch actually making it work. You were awesome for doing this, Scorch.
Oh my god, I love Scorch. He's so cool.
Oh, he actually was pretty cool.
His freaking queso is delicious.
Oh yeah, he made some. That's he made sauce that everybody was just literally snacking on tacos and corn chips all the time.
Nice.
Yeah, but like I said, the highlight of this trip, the whole, which was like the expedition, was to go to the Rainbow Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
The Rainbow Bridge. Which is why it was necessary to have the speedboat and the jet ski, because it was in a canyon that was pretty tight and the houseboats wouldn't really fit through it, so and besides, the park rangers probably wouldn't have allowed it, so yes, behold the Rainbow Bridge in its majesty.
Yeah, the rainbow monument.
That's cool.
It's an organic stone formation, just the way it is.
Wow.
Some of that photography is courtesy of yours truly.
Indeed.
Oh, nice.
I'm actually not too bad at it. I was able to film Jolt, get a good amount of footage of him on the jet ski, at least 10 minutes worth. It needs a little bit of editing, though, because I was holding my phone sideways because I thought, you know, I would be able to get
that's
more.
That's why I passed my phone to Cody. They all recorded it. But
got tilted. It got some of the footage got tilted, so amateur mistake.
But you know what? That here is your reward.
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable. How big is that Rainbow Bridge? That looks pretty large.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We could have gone closer, but we were pretty battered and beat up through that entire day. Like, a lot of us actually got sunburned pretty badly that day.
Like, we spent way too long in the Lake Powell sun.
My back got so badly burned.
I mean, what, you're in Nevada in the middle of what?
No,
July?
In Utah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Utah, Arizona.
In the summer, yeah. I can imagine. Good lord.
Even though I applied sunscreen on, like, twice throughout the day.
Yeah, you gotta do that, like, every 2 hours when you're out.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
That's what I was doing, and I still got burned.
But anyway, though.
Well, then again, I'm Canadian. Not used to the heat.
But anyway, there's all of us, though. We were missing one suit, but that would have made all the difference.
Wow.
Joel, what is going on with your arm in that picture? It looks like it's, like, detached.
Angle of it, though, I suppose. But, hey, to anyone who just says poodling and that shit, fuck all y'all, because I dare any of you to go out there into the Rainbow Bridge in the heart of summer with more than your fursuit head on and carrying everything on your speedboat.
You know, I was gonna say something earlier about that, but you know what? Never mind.
Yeah, right. Ain't that a challenge, though?
No, so what was like the temperature? It was like 95 degrees or worse,
yeah.
It was 100. It was at least still over 100. Because I looked at my phone and it said for Lake Powell, like Utah, it said 40 degrees Celsius.
And what is that in American?
That's about 100 degrees.
Okay.
And I'm like, well. Yeah. There wasn't a single day that I spent down in America, down in Nevada and Utah and Arizona and all that, that wasn't above 40.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it's rough.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, if you're, on jet skis and stuff, like, you know, with the wind, I'm sure that was at least helpful.
Yeah, and at least after when I was done swimming, I was smart enough to put my shirt back on and I was on that jet ski. Because if I didn't put my shirt back on, my back would have been worse.
Yeah.
I can just imagine how bad it would have been if I didn't even apply sunscreen at all.
Yeah. But the thing was, Powell was definitely cooler than Vegas, especially when you had the nice, clean Powell water to swim in.
Mm-hmm. And also the evenings got nice and cool from a little bit. Not too bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, I was going to ask, I forgot to ask this earlier. When you were in the hot air balloon, was it like windy up there or was it kind of just clear?
There was wind that day.
Oh.
Well, if there wasn't, you wouldn't have gone very far.
I suppose. I guess they kind of got
to
catch.
You gotta have some wind in order to move.
So
you'll get off the ground, but you won't move from your position if there's no wind.
So who wants to see Foxler do a meme pose? Quote unquote,
oh,
Foxler.
A what pose? Sure.
Well, or a dead meme, anyway.
All right.
Here you go.
God.
Wow. I'm not sure what's going on in the lower left-hand corner. I'm not going to ask.
Oh, yeah, that's... No. I had shorts on, don't worry. But yeah, if you actually look closely at my shoulders, yeah, you can see how red I got.
Yeah. That teddy bear loves you, by the way.
I mean, we all brought our own plushes, though. I was
oh, yeah.
gifted a squirrel plush.
So Foxler is wearing your visor, right?
Oh yeah, I brought it there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
I mean, like I said, quote unquote Foxler was wearing.
Because a lot of people have worn his suit.
Yeah.
I at least put the head on. I had to at least put the head on.
You wore Foxler's head. Why didn't you tell me this?
I think I did.
Damn you, man. That would have been the best opportunity.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It doesn't matter, though. There were some guys who just were so hooked on wearing Fox's suit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Rolo and Terry, especially.
So, how many people actually went on this trip with you guys?
12. That's the most... That's pretty much the most that's mandated on the houseboat. So, you know, that's the regulation that we got to live by. So.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us was on the houseboat as well.
Nice.
And, yeah. One little live comment. Edu says, was there a difference in temperature once you became airborne in terms of the fursuit heat? How was it? Remember, we did the hot air balloon ride in the morning. Like, we had to literally be up and out by 4 a.m.,
oh, God.
Bit of pick up. But we had to, because it was been cool enough for us to suit up.
And see the sunrise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was worth every single penny that we spent on it.
I don't think the temperature change would be that drastic, because you generally don't start feeling a considerable difference until you hit about 1,000 feet, and I don't think hot air balloons fly that high.
Hmm. But... when we did it, though, it was pretty... the weather was pretty blessed when we did it, though. I never felt toasty in my full suit when we were ballooning.
Wow.
And all in all...
that's really cool.
Oh, yeah. But, but, yeah, lots of shenanigans were had. Everybody had the time of their life. And you know what? And this is going to be a really hard act to follow.
Yeah, right? Like, how are we going to top this?
Yeah. Like, I also enjoyed a lot of time. Like I said, we had a good time, though, in America. And Jolt and I got to do something else that we can't really do too often in our countries. We went to a gun range and had some fun.
Oh, right on!
Gotta get us a taste of that rare Second Amendment.
Yeah.
That's right. America.
But yeah. And we had nothing but the greatest meals.
Mm-hmm. From In-N-Out Burger to IHOP.
I mean, remember, this is from the eyes of, you know, two foreigners, so...
mm-hmm.
Take it for what it's worth.
I mean, In-N-Out Burger and IHOP is, like, around the corner for me. It's not like that exciting. But hey, as long as you guys loved it, that's cool.
No, but you know what? What's so exciting?
G- Okay, see, I pretty much went to a fast food restaurants that you don't really find in Canada.
But you know what? Even was more exciting. Gordon Ramsay Hell's Kitchen.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Caesar's Palace. Yeah, there was the. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
it's
was
basically
the Las Vegas Strip, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Wow.
I had the beef Wellington. Jolt had
Wagyu
beef meatballs
and a chicken dish that was a lot cheaper but amazingly tasty all the same. But that afforded no, I was just clever with my money. That's what's up.
Yeah.
But essentially, yeah. You could see the chefs working at an open display, making your food.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who took that picture?
I did. This was from my phone.
Oh my god! This is like from the TV show. That's so surreal. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, that's freaking cool.
And there you go, my Wagyu meatballs. And my chicken dish. It's really amazingly presented.
Yeah, well, Gordon Ramsay standards, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, Mikhail, that kind of, like, that would pretty much kind of wrap this up for this time slot, though. What kind of thing would you say just about the trip, all in all?
I had a lot of fun. I had so much fun. Especially, you know, go down to Vegas, have a good time. I won quite a bit of money at first, and then I lost a bit of my winnings. I only walked away with $20.
I mean,
after, in total, that I won, because I went there with $50 and won up to $190, then lost $120 the next day.
But to make up for it, though, Cody went from $40 to $125.
Nice.
I know, right? If you literally stopped from 50 to 190, then yeah, dude, you would have been raking it in.
Yeah.
That's all good, though. Me, I sacrificed a lot to make this trip worth, and I do not regret this ever, and I would not have done it any other way. Everybody who was on this trip made it what it is. And there were a lot of great surprises, too, with the people you meet.
Oh yeah, and I would definitely come go to America again, especially maybe to some furry conventions later on.
Mm-hmm. One of these days we will. Maybe next time you might challenge the Raiders to go and survive the Canadian winter.
Yeah, come on, it'll be fun. We could probably do some cross country skiing. Be in a nice warm log cabin.
That might actually be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, go to some kind of like ski resort.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, stuck Canada's up much. On that maple syrup, eh?
Uh-huh. I know. But all in all though, you know, Mikhail had a lot of fun, and I think you probably would have enjoyed this trip, Ibira.
I know. I stop it. I know. I would have. I totally would have. But whatever. So I guess, like, for my closing statement, I'm gonna say, I did have a blast at Anthrocon. I did also get to meet up with the other raiders, which is really cool. Went to a lot of events and had a good time. And I'm also happy that you guys had fun on your trip too. And hopefully, the next one I can make that one.
We'll work something out for the scheduling and so forth. If I can't make it, I'll probably be on advisory for planning.
Yeah, awesome.
And most definitely, we'd love to have more and more of you out there having the time of your lives.
Hell yeah.
I mean, heck, I never expected to be pushing Jolty so damn hard that I literally have to figure out how to raise the bar. that's what's up. But hey. So, I think that pretty much sums it up, because this is our show for our adventures, and I know you had the best con ever.
Oh,
you both did, Avira and Cross, I know.
Yeah,
it was great.
And we and Mikhail had the trip of a lifetime. But hey. Yeah. Any closing statements from you, Cross?
Yes, if you haven't been to Anthrocon, you should go. It's a lot of fun. It may not beat Midwest Fur Fest in attendance, but in terms of the environment, it is by far better. The entire city practically caters to the convention. It's truly unreal, like how incredible the convention is, just mainly because of how welcoming the city is. It really is an experience. I can't really describe it. Like, words can't begin to describe it.
Yeah. I mean, every furry may probably want to make the pilgrimage there at some point in their lives.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it.
It's inevitable that I'll eventually make the pilgrimage myself.
Like, as will I, perhaps, in a few years ahead. But hey, wouldn't you have loved to be on the Vegas trip to Cross?
I don't know if I would have gotten the hot air balloon, but that does look like it was a lot of fun, and I kind of wish I was there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know. But
we did it for you guys. We made so you can see firsthand the Rainbow Bridge and so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And me living up to that very one picture on a jet ski, because it was obligatory. And I hope I did not disappoint any of you guys.
Nah, you're cool.
Yeah, but anyways, though, just as a kind of a wrap, we're going to be returning back to normal scheduling. We're going to be returning back to, you know, News Classic, because holy moly, we have missed out on a lot, and we will definitely catch up on all of that. And last of all, yes, you'll find that our show is going nowhere. You will find us all on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher, YouTube, and we'll be thinking of more platforms down the line and improving the way we do things as well. But from the bottom of us, this is we who brought you, you know, the greatest furry experiences ever, and we want you to actually get out there and carve your own. Isn't that right?
Damn straight.
I guess that all makes four of us, and from four of us, we all say farewell, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
See ya.
Yeah.